Thank you so much. In just a minute, Carl plays his favorite Ryman and Garfunkel album in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. PJ, this week the internet claimed another victim as the Wisconsin Tourism Federation became the latest organization to change its name. Why?
Wisconsin Tourism Association.
I'm sorry, it's the Wisconsin Tourism Federation. Wisconsin Tourism
Wisconsin.
Federation.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're asking PJ this. You still write on like wet clay and cuneiform, so you're not going to be up on this.
Well, it's easy to erase wet clay.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you know. Revise.
I mean, you know, the wool, like, you know, nobody ever comes back at you years later with a piece of clay that you put cuneiform in and says, you know.
Yeah, it's true. You wrote this? Anyway,
so. No, so this is probably WTF spells something that probably means something to you people.
Yes, you're exactly right. WTF, PJ.
There means something to those people who are trying to watch you answer this question.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. All those people.
WTF is the problem. When it was founded back in 1979, no one at the WTF could have imagined that their innocent name would one day become an obscene shorthand for surprise. But now everybody.
I get it.
There he goes.
Yes, I get it.
But now,
I get it.
No, there he goes.
You know.
So you're thinking,
You know, this is just, it's lost on me. I mean, for one thing, I'm of an age where if I want to say WTF, I say WTF.
Yeah, yeah.
Do folks really communicate to each other with things like WTF? What happened to, you know, very truly yours? You know, your obedient servant.
Your obedient servant? I haven't written to the Continental Congress in a while.
No. Oh, no, nowadays we just type YOS, really. It saves time. It's. PJ, a new study in the Journal of Social Evolutionary and Cultural Psychology finds that when men are hungry, it's not just their attitudes about food that are influenced. No, hungry men are also more likely to be interested in what?
Well, Peter, this is, you know, kind of cheating here because, man, being one and having researched this extensively over the past 60-odd years, we're only interested in about three things.
Well, I mean,
so I got a 50%, and you covered one, which is food, so I got like a 50% chance.
Well, I know what you're getting at, but it's not so much that. It's more particular tastes. I'll give you a hint. It's like, well, I've got a craving for a Reuben and someone Reubenesque.
In other words, if I've crave fatty food, I want a generous-sized young lady.
That's exactly right. The research team from Coastal Carolina University approached college students before or after they entered the dining hall, and they quizzed them about their ideal romantic partner. Hungry men are more attracted to women of, shall we say, greater voluptuousness. The scientists explained this phenomenon with something called the environmental security hypothesis.
Also known as Hooters.
No.
Oh.
Although it's funny, you go into Hooters, you want one waitress, you eat, and then you want another. But anyway, the idea is complicated and has to do with evolutionary priorities. But to sum up, men are basically like, I'm starving. Hey, that girl looks like she knows where the bacon is.
And oddly enough, Peter, one day in 1993, Bill Clinton sent out for a sandwich.
There you go.
No, actually, Charlie.
It was a pizza.
It was pizza.
I know.
It was pizza.
I was going with the whole Reuben thing.
I understand.
It was pizza.
Well, this actually explains a longtime mystery that's puzzled people. Why Harrison Ford temporarily dumped Calista Flockhart during Ramadan.
What?